This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot named a new public safety czar this week. In his new role, John O'Malley will be in charge of addressing the city's gun violence. Lightfoot tapped O'Malley after the two worked together on the Chicago Police Board, which hands out discipline to officers accused of misconduct. The Chicago Tribune has reviewed O'Malley's record on that board and found he regularly sided with police officers and opposed discipline. Greg Pratt is the Tribune City Hall reporter, and he joins us now. Greg, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Greg, John O'Malley will be tasked with solving what is arguably Chicago's most pressing and most complicated issue. What do we know about his work history?
O'Malley is a former U.S. Marshal who was the number two in that department in Chicago, who was in charge of capturing fugitives, protecting dignitaries like judges, and doing a bunch of work along those lines. After he left there, he became a private security guy. He's been serving on the Chicago Police Board, which does discipline, and that's sort of his background. It's an interesting choice because he doesn't have the local law enforcement experience that you might want.
And you dug into his history on the Chicago Police Board, where he voted against disciplining officers in some pretty big cases. Tell us about a case that's raising concerns.
Well, the first most glaring one is that he was the only board member who ruled against firing all of the officers in the Laquan McDonald cover-up. You know, anytime you're on a 8-1 vote and you're the one in the 8-1, people are going to raise their eyebrows. Then there was an instance where he voted not to discipline two officers who shot and wounded a man as he tried to flee a traffic stop, and the rest of the board ruled that he violated the use of force policy, but he was the one in 5-1, which are just two significant examples that have people raising eyebrows.
Have you heard anything from O'Malley himself about his voting record?
No, I have not, and I think the story bent over backwards to try to get his perspective. You know, we reached out to the city a couple weeks ago when we knew that he was the likely pick. And we quoted one of his former colleagues who said that he's very fair and he's very judicious and thoughtful. But there were people who would like to hear from him. And of course, I'm one of them.
What has the mayor said about him?
You know, she hasn't discussed him publicly, but she gave a statement that said that he has extensive institutional knowledge and incredible leadership skills. I mean, that may be true. I'm not diminishing that it's true. But he's also somebody that she personally trusts, which is something that she, like every other politician, puts a premium on.
And have you heard any other reaction to his appointment?
I think there have been a lot of people who have said it's a bad message to send to people when the biggest issue facing police departments is reform and whether or not they're doing enough to respond in the wake of George Floyd and other issues, that it's a bad signal to submit somebody for this role who doesn't necessarily have reform chops and who is viewed by some very hostily for that. So I've heard a lot of skepticism on those grounds. Of course, police people who feel very beleaguered and under attack have been saying, well, you know, he's the one guy in America who supports cops. And I've heard some of that from some more conservative people, too.
I've been speaking with Gregory Pratt, the City Hall reporter of the Chicago Tribune, about Chicago's new deputy mayor for public safety. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.